Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of the Flipper Zero.
A hacking multi-tool. I'm intrigued. What kind of hacking are we talking about here?
White hat hacking. Exploring systems, not exploiting them. Think ethical curiosity, like figuring out how things work without breaking them.
Got it. So what can this little dolphin do?
Well, first off, RFID cloning. I copied my work badge in seconds. Hotel keys, access cards, easy peasy. But don't even think about credit cards. Those are protected by different tech.
Really, that's impressive. What else?
Remote control cloning. TV, garage door, point, click, copy. Although some proprietary signals like Chromecast are a bit tougher. They're locked down tight for security reasons.
Makes sense. What about NFC, like those tap-to-pay cards?
Yep, it can read them. I tried cloning Tom Sachs's ID card, but no luck. Some NFC cards are rewritable, but not all. You can emulate the signal, but creating a perfect copy is a different story.
So, it's not a magic counterfeiting machine?
Definitely not. It's more of a learning tool. And get this, it can even copy keys. You align the key, the Flipper Zero reads the bidding, and you can take that info to a locksmith. Or, if you're feeling adventurous, use a key cutter.
No way, that's wild. What about this bad USB thing?
Ah, that's where it gets interesting. It emulates a keyboard, running scripts as if you were typing. Think automated tasks or less savory activities. We demonstrated a harmless script that draws ASCII art, but the possibilities are vast.
So, like a supercharged rubber ducky.
Precisely, but with even more potential. It highlights how vulnerable our systems can be, which is a good reminder to practice good digital hygiene. Don't plug in random USB drives.
Agreed. So beyond the slightly nefarious, what are the legitimate uses?
Automation, system administration, security testing, the list goes on. Imagine needing to update a whole network of computers. You could automate that with a script and the Flipper Zero. Boom, done.
That's incredibly powerful. It's like having a Swiss Army knife for the digital world.
Exactly. It's also a great way to demystify technology. Computers used to be black boxes, but tools like the Flipper Zero help us understand how these complex systems work.
I see. Interesting. What about the legality? I heard Canada banned it.
Yeah, a misguided attempt at security through obscurity. Banning a tool doesn't eliminate the knowledge. It's like banning a hammer because it could be used as a weapon. It's all about intent. The Flipper Zero is a powerful educational tool, for exploring and learning.
Got it. It's about empowering individuals to understand the technology around them.
Precisely. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.